Good morning. Welcome to Being Aware of Awareness. And sometimes, oftentimes, in the very beginning, I can glimpse this sense of orienting, like something inside is watching this person, the body, the mind, subtly but somehow furiously figure out what to do next, how to do the meditation, how to be. So I watch mind imagine itself in charge of a doing called meditation. And there's like a set of instructions that come in, and then there's a set of movements, and it just kicks up an energy and activity level that I would definitely describe in myself as a doing. And so if that can be glimpsed, sometimes we can look directly back, so to speak, at what notices that. What's aware of the orienting sense of self to an activity called meditation? Is that which is watching, which is aware? Is that orienting? Is that positioning or repositioning? Is that issuing sets of instructions? Is there any sense of doing or trying? Or is there an innate, natural knowing of being, recognition of this ongoing beingness? By the way, sometimes I cannot glimpse that one little bit. And so I just intend to relax and be with what is as it is. But what notices being with what is? What notices a sense of I can't glimpse that? Because if we get really subtle about it, mind just made a me separate from this moment. So all roads lead back to who am I? What am I? What am I taking myself to be right now? What's the relative sense of self that's playing? Meditation is something we do with the mind. Being is what we are, and that's before mind. Being just is. Being isn't something that we do. It's not something we practice. It's not something we learned. It's not like an aptitude or a skill that we acquired. It's what we fundamentally are. But we, it's not even true to say we are it, because that language suggests there's two. And the opportunity is to check to see. If there's a me that is being, two. Or if we have this innate knowledge that being is, is it available to recognize that being is and mind arises in it, to it? That mind flitters in and out, up and down, right? Expanding and contracting. And we can contrast that with being. Has being ever flitted in and out, up and down, expanded and contracted? And that's the opportunity available in every experience of contrast. Is it available to see the temporary arising in the constant, arising to the constant? That a mind arises to being, in being. Breath arises in being, to being. Being is closer than our breath. So one of the ways that Ramana Maharshi used to describe this practice is sinking the mind into the heart. And that's where self-inquiry can be helpful. When a thought arises, the habit for almost all humans is to think about the thought, to reflect on the thought, and thereby adding more juice to more thoughts, and just goes out and out and out. So self-inquiry is doing the opposite, recognizing a thought as a thought, and sinking the mind into the heart, asking, to what does that arise? By what is that known? And that cuts off that habitual patterning of incessantly reflecting on thought, on the reflections of the mind. And slowly but surely, we can see that thoughts cannot sustain themselves, because no thought ever thought itself. Every thought is kind of in search of kind of an outside energy source, so to speak. A conscious awareness. To extend the energy of thought beyond the initial thought itself. To extend that energetic patterning. And the being has no desire to do that. The being just is. Lets everything be as it is. The involvement energy The extending that energetic egoic pattern into the world can be seen from being, arising to it. And as a result of intention, and apparently the karmic merit of what shall be, oftentimes we get to watch the mind sink into the heart. So that pointing from Adi Ashanti comes in for me a lot, that life tends to unfold along the lines of what we value most. It concentrates energy and attention on that value. So each moment gives us an opportunity to live that. In that moment, do we value most thinking about thought? Or do we value most sinking the mind into the heart, resting and being? I'll read a quote from Adyashante from the Way of Liberation. That beingness, which is prior to the world of space and time, is here now and always. That beingness, which is prior to the world of space and time, is here now and always. So, space and time can only exist in the mind. They're concepts, they're ideas. For many of us, they're beliefs. But all beliefs have a hidden aspect, a hidden assumption. So, can we notice that beingness is ongoingly? And notions of space and time, how important they are, how real they are, how vital they are, how much they need be valued, arises in beingness, it rises to being. Those concepts, no matter how deeply ingrained and valued, arise to being, arise in being. Being is prior to them. Being is what knows them, what's aware of them. And being, of course, isn't something that we do, isn't something we practice, certainly not something we learned. Being is what we are. And time and space are simply two different ways mind can arise, the form mind can take. Rising up in the beingness, known by the beingness. Being is the constant. All contents of mind, no matter how cherished, the illusion are temporary appearances to the constant being. That beingness, which is prior to the world of space and time, is here now and always. Always. I'll read the whole quote. I've been only reading half the quote. That beingness, which is prior to the world of space and time, is here now and always. It is a single drop of rain. A leaf falling from a tree. A single heartbeat. It is the worldless world, the substance of emptiness. at beingness, which is prior to the world of space and time, is here now and always. It is a single drop of rain, a leaf falling from a tree, a single heartbeat. It is the worldless world, the substance of emptiness. that beingness, which is prior to the world of space and time, is here now and always. It is a single drop of rain, a leaf falling from a tree, a single heartbeat. It is the worldless world, the substance of emptiness. Beyond ego is universal being. Beyond being is the infinite. That brings us to the bottom of the hour. Thank everybody for joining us today.